Ganda!
Talino!
Yaman!
Yummy!
Katropa!
Siksi! Liglig!
Malaman!
Aba! Patindi!
Fun Group Dynamics!
Oh, God!
Oh, wow. Drive My Car!
Ah!
If you know what I mean.
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Yo, mga katropa! It's 7:05 oras na para sa Tropang Rad!
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Janine.
Ako si Katropang Carl.
At ako si Katropang Gian.
Yay! Oh, labo. Yeah. It's a Monday again. Pinapataas ko yung energy
Monday.
Kasi Monday na. Na-disappoint na Monday na.
Pa.
Monday pa lang. Hindi. Happy Monday, mga katropa. Yun. So, paano ba natin dapat ini-start ang Monday natin this week, mga katropa? Kayo ba? Ikaw ba katropang Gian? How do you usually start your Mondays?
I usually start my Monday up and kicking. I mean, di ba sa work?
Naninipa.
hindi naman naninipa. But I have to have this kind of attitude na I have to be happy and positive because I still have a whole week to finish my accomplishments. So, I need to start my week right. Work week right.
Mm-mm. Ikaw katropang Carl.
Ako, nagigising ako.
Okay, thank you for that wonderful answer.
Oh no, Monday na naman. Yeah, I hate Monday.
So, kailangan ba namin mag-thank you na nandito ka? Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, bro.
Ayan, so, actually, we are starting our Monday here sa Tropang Radio with elements, with the concept of elements, actually.
Ooh.
Kasi, this week we will, this week is actually Tropang Radio's Countdown to Earth Hour, which will be on Saturday.
Yay!
So, would you like to
tell us?
Do you want to tell us about an Earth Hour? Katropang Jen, do you know?
So, Earth Hour is a yearly event that is celebrated or commemorated in the world wherein people are invited to shut or not use their lights.
Turn off
their lights.
There you go.
Turn off their lights for an hour. Yan, for a specific day.
Okay. Ayan. So, in preparation for that, syempre, we want to celebrate that dito sa tropa. But of course, with a twist. For this week, pag-uusapan natin at i-explore natin ang concept of elements. So, yan ay earth, wind, fire, water, and heart. San ba galing ang heart?
Yes.
Captain Planet. He's a hero.
Hindi ko in-expect na kakantahin yan.
Hindi kami nagjo-joke, mga katropa. Okay, sa mga hindi na naabutan si Captain Planet. Actually, Captain Planet and the Planeteers, yung tawag sa kanya. It's an American show.
Cartoon animation.
Na environmentalist television program siya. So, yun yung ano, may mga, si Captain Planet, meron siyang mga kids na kasama that represents elements. Plus heart. Kasi in-advocate ng, ano, ng Captain Planet na kailangan mo naman talaga magkaroon ng puso in taking care of things, right? So, hindi lang siya nag-exist on its own. I think that's how I interpret it. Ayan, so yun yung ano ba? OBB opening billboard on Captain Planet. He's a hero.
Ayan, kinakanta talaga.
Meron kami sariling stinger dito.
May Captain Zero, 'di ba 'yan?
Pero
what?
For
what?
Saan galing 'yun?
I don't know.
Pinapanood ko dati yun sa Cartoon Network.
Ako rin, actually.
Actually, sa mga 90s kid. And may cable kayo, I think.
Yeah.
Ano?
You ought to have cable.
Hindi ata siya na, na serialized dito sa Philippines. I don't think so.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. Pero yun, basta it's a 90s program. Tapos medyo dun base yung kung bakit may element.
Mm-hmm.
And importante naman talaga ang puso when it comes to... meron ba katropang Gerald? Ready ka ba? Ayan, sige. Dahil hanggang one line lang yung kaya namin kantahin, eto na.
Ayan.
Oh my gosh.
Wind, water, heart,
hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. Yeah, down to zero. He's our power, yeah. Magnified, and he's fighting on the planet side. Ayan. Okay, thank you very much, Katropang Gerald, on our tech booth for being ready to play the theme song. Ayan, so meron pa, meron silang mga sumisigaw na, water!
Air!
Nakakatawa yung nagdagdag tayo ng wind tas may air pa. Pinagkaiba ng dalawa. Ayun, so basically medyo dun din inspired yung ano, yung kung bakit elements yung tinatry natin discuss and explore tonight, or actually this whole week. Hindi lang siya yung konsepto ng ano, ng kung ba nagtataka elements tapos earth, 'di ba dapat mga ano, mga gold, mga mga noble gases yung elements. Actually ito ay based lang dun sa the classical elements that we know sa,
yes,
Greek, yun,
the
and,
four,
and I think sa it applies to Japanese philosophy as well. Yun, so for tonight ang pag-uusapan natin ay earth. Okay. Thank you for repeating my
the surface of the world.
Yeah, actually this is the crust. Parang ganun.
Yan.
Yun. Kayo ba mga katropa, ano yung first characteristic that comes into your mind when... Why are you... Wala, di pa tapos yung tanong ko. Na, ba, parang kung baga ano yung uno yung na-associate when it comes to... Pag sabi mong earth, okay, crust. Or earth as an element. Wow!
Or earth as the planet.
Oh. Earth. Soil.
Yes. Soil.
Earthy.
Characteristic yun. Earthy. Kasi kay Katropang Jen nga po, naloloka ako kay Katropang. Carl ba yan?
New life or where life begins? Siguro kasi land animal tayo, kaya bias talaga tayo na
life.
Life comes from the earth. Diba? So yun, life.
So mali ba sa earthy ka? Ano yung chika mo?
Ano, very green, very fresh.
Ah, okay. So kind of related dun sa life.
Parang kasi when I think of earth, I smell it first before I see it.
Ah!
Oh, what is that smell?
Yung earthy nga na smell, diba? Pag sumulan, gano'n.
Ah, okay.
Petrichor. You mean petrichor?
Oh, yeah, petrichor.
Yeah, yung ano, alimuong. Yeah.
Alimuong.
Or alimuom.
Muom.
Basta muom. Yun.
Help us, katropas.
Mga katropas online from different houses. Maybe... Alam niyo yung ano ba, alimuong o alimuom? Ayan. Baka naman meron kayong contribution. And kayo ba mga katropa, what do you think of ano ba yung na-associate niyo sa when pag sinabi natin yung earth? Ayan, so pwede kayo mag-contribute online. You can tweet us at Tropang Radio, or pwede din kayo mag-comment sa ating Facebook page, facebook.com/Tropang Radio. Ayan, so yung first question ko mga katropa, kasi yung earth na associate siya sa stubbornness, actually. And may akong trivia. It takes as much as 500 years for topsoil to grow by 2 centimeters. So, ibig sabihin, matagal bago magkaroon ng topsoil that we know. Yeah. Oo.
Wow.
Oo. So, alam mo yun, yung earth as an element, it's a very stubborn, quote-unquote, element. Mm-hmm. So, kayo ba mga katropa, how stubborn are you when it comes to changes. Diba?
Ako, I'm very stubborn to
talaga,
change.
Talaga? Are you like the earth na highly resistant to change?
Not exactly highly resistant. Pero, ano eh, kasi I'm a traditional kind of guy. Very conservative. Kasi ganun kami pinalaki. Although I accept progressive and liberal ideals, it takes a long, long time for me to accept them.
Or, you accept them, wait lang, acceptance and application, ano yung pinagkaiba nung dalawa nun for you?
Siguro, they're the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you accept, it means that you apply them as well. There are some that I accept and that I apply. There are some that I recognize that they exist, that are the changes that are happening. I'm recognizing them, but I'm not totally accepting them.
Okay. Ikaw katropang Carl, are you like the earth when it comes to changes? How do you react to changes?
Ako, I like change, pero very slow change. Pero kasi, wait.
Ako, pati pagkakasabi mo slow na slow.
When you think about it, the Earth actually does change really fast, geologically speaking. Parang sa atin, sa perspective lang natin yung sobrang bagal mag-change.
Because that's what we, yeah, it's so about parang, the perspective,
parang
right?
Parang sa perspective ko naman, my type of change is the slow type of change. Yung gradually nagbabago. Kasi pag biglaan yung change, medyo
mahirap.
Medyo off. Oh. Medyo nakaka-stress siya. Na parang, ha? Talaga? Iba na naman? Ganon.
So, ano, when it comes to adaptability, medyo matagal kayo, yeah, mga katropa. To...
We have to evolve first.
Yes.
Wow! So, sino ang species mo?
Siguro kasi, parang ayaw natin siguro na natatanggalan tayo ng agency to control.
Mm. Probably.
Or you know, so talagang ayaw mo lang ng mabilis ang change. It doesn't have to mean na control talaga.
Oo, yes. That it has to go to the process na kailangan dumaan siya na verify mo siya, na clarify mo siya. Ayun, parang you see to it na it's a movement based on truth siguro.
That's how you see, how you ano ba? Process changes.
Yes.
Ayan. So, mamaya naman, tatanungin natin ang mga bagong bosses. They are from... Dahil meron tayong mga girls katropas. Alright. from the house cup, diba? Kasi dito sa Tropang Radio, we actually engage our BC100 students here sa MASCOM to have their own, ano ba?
Stint.
On air. Ayan. Para meron silang hands-on experience on how to go on air. And may makakasama natin ay from House of Pinky.
Wee!
Yan. So, kaway-kaway online. Yung mga kahouse ng House of Pinky. Ayaw.
Hindi House of Pinky.
Ano ba?
House of Pearl.
Pearl!
Ayan.
Pearl na!
Ayan, narinig nga natin yung House of Pearl.
Pearl. House of Pearl na pala. Alright. Yeah, di ba? Ang bilis
Monday
magbago.
Lang, eh.
Mabilis pa lang.
Monday pa lang.
That's why we're adapting to it right now.
Dahil on-air tayo, dapat mabilis tayo mag-adapt ng mga kamalian. So, yeah. It's actually House of Pearl. Yeah. Nagpalit na pala tayo ng houses before. Ayan. Pang-ilang house na ba natin to? Pangatlo na? Pang-apat? Okay, naririnig ko yung nagko-comment. Thank you for correcting us, katropang Shirelle outside. Ayan. So, mamaya makakausap at makakahugot natin itong dalawang bosses mula sa House of Pearl. There you go. So, magbabalik ng Tropang Rad. Yo!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 16.02.
Siyensya na kayo! Abangan! Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Makiisa at makilahok sa pagdiriwang ng UP Diliman sa pandaigdigang buwan ng kababaihan ngayong Marso na may temang Bangon para sa Hustisyang Pangkasarian, Edukasyon, Trabaho, Lupa at Kapayapaan. March 17, film showing ng Walang Rape sa Buntok at ibang films kaugnay sa gender violence sa tapat ng Faculty Center alas 6 ng gabi. March 17, adult vaccinations including anti-cervical cancer vaccine forum sa University Health Service Conference Room alauna hanggang alas 3 ng hapon. March 18, a gendered perspective on the struggle for clean air seminar sa CSWCD Seminar Room, alas 9 ng umaga hanggang alas 12 ng tanghali. March 20, Graffiti Art Workshop sa Kasaa Ruins, alauna hanggang alas 5 ng hapon. March 21, Artist Talk kasama si Nikki Luna, Art Exhibit at Free Silkscreen T-shirt Printing sa CFA Grounds, alas 6 ng gabi. March 23, Exposure sa Correctional kasama ang Family and Community Healing Center ng Barangay UP Campus. March 23, Self-Defense Training sa Kanya Dormitory, alas 6 ng gabi. March 24, Free Massage sa Work-Life Balance 3 sa DGO Conference Room, alas 9 ng umaga hanggang alas 4 ng hapon. Ito'y handog sa atin ng UP Diliman Gender Office kasama ang Office of Anti-Sexual Harassment, UP College of Social Work and Community Development, University Health Service, Barangay UP Campus at Sentro ng Wikang Filipino Diliman sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wala namang nakakaintindi sa akin.
Hindi na nauubos ang mga problema ko. Naawa lang sila sa akin.
Wala nang silbi ang buhay ko.
Ang depresyon ay hindi basta-basta. Maaari itong humantong sa malalang problema. Ang mga taong nagdadaan sa kondisyong ito ay nangangailangan ng pangunawa at profesional na pag-alaga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Yo, mga katropa, 7:20 na tayo nagbabalik sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Gian.
At ako si Katropang Janine. And as promised kanina, nagkamali pa ako. Meron tayong mga kasamang mga bagong bosses from House of Pearl. Yo, mga katropa.
Ako si Katropang Derek.
Ayan. And I'm Katropang Gabby.
Ayun. So they are from House of Pearl. So let me ask you a little about yourself. So, bakit kayo nasa BC100 ni Ma'am Pearl?
Required una.
So, are you Broadcom students kayo?
Film student ako. Film student. I'm pang CMC elective, ganun.
Mm-hmm. I'm Broadcom student, so it's actually required for me.
Yeah. How's your experience so far?
Well, I've only been here for... This is only my second sem in UP. Mm-hmm. And actually in the Philippines. So, I don't know yet. It's still very new to me, for now.
Is it okay if we ask from what country you were before?
Yes, I studied in South Korea. I grew up here until I was 9, but then I moved there for school.
South Korea?
Yes, South
Korea. Interesting. And then you went back here?
Yes, I did.
To study. Katropang Derek, ikaw naman, bakit ka napunta sa film?
Well... Actually, dapat Arky ako yung first choice ko sa Diliman. Pero...
How's film so far?
Kapagod.
That's very true.
2-day shoots. Ayoko na.
Kaya ako nasa broad ko.
Dapat ba nasa film ka din, Katropang Carl?
Oo. Tapos parang nakakapagod ang film. Sige, broadcom.
As if naman hindi nakakapagod yung broadcom, no?
Iba yung pagod ng broadcom.
Oh, iba.
Wala kaming tulog eh.
Wala nga silang mga tulog.
Iba yung walang tulog ng broadcom, no? Yeah. Ibang level din. I mean, ibang iba. Nature. Ibang nature.
Hindi ka wala naman natutulog sa Diliman eh. Like, or sa UP, or sa college in general, wala talaga natutulog anyway.
Yeah, it's a rare commodity. Ikaw, tulog ka.
Meron, yung mga pusa.
Tulog ako ng tulog. I mean,
so, nung college. So, natapos mo naman
lahat. Oh, mga 10 p.m, tulog na ako. First year hanggang third year.
I thought that was a myth.
No.
Sleeping.
Well, there's a myth inside the booth right now. It's Katropang Gian.
Nung nasa engineering ako, natutulog ako ng 9 p.m.
Oh, see?
Ayun, hindi ako pumasa ng mga
kaya naman pala, pre.
Mm-mm. So, yun. Maybe you're the myth, Katropang Gian. Ayan, so punta na tayo sa ating topic for tonight, which is about the element, which is the earth. And a while ago, na-discuss na natin yung konsepto ng stubbornness. Diba, ng earth. Kayo ba, how about you, Katropang Gabby and Katropang, wait lang, you said na Q yung tatawag namin sa'yo. So,
Q na lang.
Sige, instead of Katropang Derek, we'll call him Katropang Q. Ayan, so, kayo ba, Katropang Q and Katropang Gabby, how resistant to changes are you?
Well, I'd say that I'm pretty... resistant to change, even though I have been trying to change myself since, you know, it's a completely different country. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, 1 year is actually a pretty long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I still cannot speak in Filipino actually, I think, speaks for myself that I'm pretty resistant to whatever change is happening around me.
How do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing about you?
Well, I think it's something that I've always wanted to change about myself, because the world is changing every day, and it's only me who's staying, you know, behind. I don't think it's necessarily a good thing.
Well, I think everything's a process, so I think you'll get there. Katropang Gabby, how about you, Katropang Q? Are you like the earth, who is very resistant to change?
Well, Katropang Janine, I would say that ako din, like, there's a lot of things I want to change. Yung di ko kayang bumangon sa umaga. I've been trying to change that for like past 3 years. I've been in college 3 years. I've been trying to change it for 3 years. Di pa rin eh. Like, hindi ko pa rin like, I still can't go to my morning classes.
It must be the two-day shoot.
Pag-weekend. Yeah.
Ayan, so, pero di ba, yung stubbornness kasi, it might seem it's very negative in terms of resisting to changes, but actually we can also interpret stubbornness as being perseverance to to what you want. Yeah, and so how stubborn are you when it comes to accomplishing goals that you have set for yourself?
Well, I think I'm pretty flexible with myself. When I have goals, when I have goals and I can't meet them, I try to set them either lower or more realistic. So I'm not that stubborn in terms of setting goals for myself.
How about you, Katrapa?
Ako naman, depende din sa goal, I guess. Like, kung like for akad siya or perhaps sinet ng prof ko yung goal.
I feel like that's
a very different thing from where like I set a goal for myself na I want to do this. Like for example, like gusto ko magsulat ng script for example or mag photo walk. I think that I push through especially when it comes to my own personal goals because I feel like it helps. That's really what helps me more for myself. Like helps me move on with life. Ganun.
That setting goals for yourself. How about for other people? How patient are you with others, or I don't know, with your family or your friends, with people close to you, or pwede rin among people not close to you? How patient are you with people generally? Katropang you?
Well, para sa akin, I believe that we can do things in our own time, and because like, ayoko maglagay ng pressure sa ibang tao, especially because I feel like kung ako yung nasa seat nila, sobrang bagal ko din. Like, for the most part, like legit, like sobrang bagal ko as a gumalaw as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't want to put unfair pressure on people. I don't want to expect things that I wouldn't expect from myself.
All right. Do you agree, Katropang Gabby?
Well, I actually agree with what Katropang Q just said. Because I think if I put pressure on people, then they'd actually lose the motivation to, or I mean, they have a harder time to accomplishing what they have to do. So I'd say that I'd be patient with that person more.
Is your patience with yourself the same with your patience with other people, mga katropa? Okay, you're laughing, katropa.
Well,
is it the same?
Katropa ng Janine, definitely not. Okay, parang sobrang short fuse ako pagdating sa sarili ko.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't be patient when they, because if you want to do something and it parang ikaw lang yung nag-set ng goal,
mm-hmm.
parang may inis ka if you can't seem to get it right. Because you know it's your own personal goal, you want to get it done. Yeah, parang yun. Di pa may gaganin mo yung desk mo, tataman mo yung desk mo, like, knock over your pens and your ball pens. Parang gaganin.
Flip stable.
Wag mahal yung laptop.
They save the laptop, then flip stable. Katropang Gabby.
Well, for me, I think I'm more patient with myself actually. I mean, I do like to be patient with people, but because you know I don't want to be stressed either. I just don't like to be stressed.
Well,
so I mean, if I set a goal for myself and I can't do it, it's fine. it's still fine.
But how do you deal with stress?
I mean,
with other people, are you the type of person who, parang, fine, whatever, I'll just walk out again, or do you stay?
I stay. I like to stay if it's for other people. I mean,
okay. So let's go to, speaking of staying and being loyal to some people, puta tayo dun sa another characteristic of the earth, which is the nurturing characteristic of the earth, diba? It says one of the resources I've read, soil is a living system that provides nutrients required for plant growth. And actually, soil is the bottom of the food chain, but it is the cornerstone of life on earth. So it's really about nurturing, you know, patience with providing stuff for not only plants, but us humans, right? So, puta tayo dun sa question na, how do you deal with rough patches when it comes to relationships? Are you the type of person na you're kind of loyal to a fault? Or do you exhaust yourself to the point of being a desert? Kasi diba, when an agricultural land is exhausted, as civilization degrades, the farmland becomes a desert eventually. So are you the kind of person na kayang exhaust yung sarili niya until you become a desert?
Back in high school. Okay, back in high school. Well, this is not romantic, by the way.
Yeah.
Back in high school, I had a friendship that had lasted for almost 5 years already.
Right.
In this case, it wasn't that person who did something wrong to me. It was me who did something wrong to that person. But I mean, we both had faults. And mm-hmm. I really tried to stay with her. Because I felt that it was worth it.
Yeah.
But after a few months, no, after a year, I just realized that, you know, I really was, I guess, turning into a desert.
Mm-hmm.
So I just left it at that. It just stopped there. I just stopped trying.
Because you don't want to be a desert.
I don't want to be a desert.
How about you, Katrapang Q?
Well, para naman sa akin, I would say I fall somewhere in between where I will try, but if I don't think that they're trying, I'm just gonna go, because I feel like in a relationship or any relationship, on a friendship or pag may like love ka, you should probably, if only one of you is trying, it's not really much of a really, it's not a very good relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, what's the point of exerting all the effort hanggang maging desert ako kung wala namang side niya? Ganun.
Parang basically yun nga, yung mga nangyari sa mga civilizations. The earth tried, but the humans did not. Right? I mean, taking care of a relationship is...
Should
be a mutual process.
It's a two-way street. Parang yun. Yeah, always give and take.
Yep, exactly. Katropa, thank you. So, thank you mga katropa for boarding with us tonight.
Thank you.
And do you have anyone listening to you? Do you want to greet them?
Oh, actually, I told my family back in South Korea. So we have listeners
in
South
Korea.
They're listening to us right now. So.
All right.
Hi. I'm on a radio.
Nag-iba yung voice. Ayan, so thank you very much for listening to us all the way to South Korea. How about you, Katrapang Q?
I think they're... Parang nandun sila sa media center right now, actually, sa lobby. And
oh,
also,
yeah.
My family sa Laguna. So, hello sa mga org mates ko if ever you're listening. And to
what's
my,
your org?
UPcast.
Okay, UPcast. Malakas yung radio namin sa babae, so I think...
Yeah, I hope they listen. They're probably listening.
Yeah.
I mean, like, nandun, yeah, supportive naman sila, I think. Nandun yung girlfriend ko, so...
Alright, that's it. So, thank you very much again, Katropang Gabby and Katropang Q. From House of Pearl. I got it right this time.
Yes.
For boarding with us tonight. And I hope you... we hope you enjoyed your short stint on air. And always remember, once a katropa, always a katropa. Yan. So, pag nakita nyo kami outside, you can say hi and smile. Well, probably smile back and wave. Hello, ayan. So sa ating pagbabalik, sila Katropang Gian at Katropang Carl naman ang ating tatanungin on the concept of being a desert. Sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Negosyante ka bang maraming gustong malaman sa takbo ng industriya?
Empleyado na maraming tanong sa mga karapatan mo?
O di kaya'y manggagawa na nais malaman ang iba't ibang relasyon sa mundo ng paggawa?
Pwes, ito ang programang para sa'yo. Soler On Air, sirip sa mundo ng paggawa. Ihahatid sa inyo ng UP School of Labor and Industrial Relations at ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Dear Diary, kanina nakita ko si... Ay mali! Aking pinakamamahal na tao sa buong... Ang pangit! Dear Diary, aking pinakamamahal na Diary Entry Number 1. Mali! Mali, mali, mali!
Sayang, di ba? Mali din magsayang ng papel. Sulitin ang papel para di masayang ang kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Sinisinta kita.
Iniibig kita.
Iniirog kita.
Inanais kita.
Mahal kita.
Ang daming paraan para masabi na mahal mo ang isang tao gamit ang ating sariling wika. Ba't di na lang ito ang gamitin mo? Ugaliing gamitin ang mga salitang tunay na atin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Tropang Radyo!
5 minutes after alas 7:30 ng gabi.
Wow!
Nagbabalik tayo dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Gian.
Ako si Katropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Gian. Kala ko magdi-DZUP News. Dito. DZUP News headlines na ba? Uy, grabe ka. Gabi na. Tuwing tanghali lang yon. Ayun pa, si Katropang Gian din po kasi ay anchor ng ating news program every Monday to Friday. From 11:30 to 12 noon. Medyo nalito siya dun kung paano niya sasabihin yung... Yan. So we are still talking about the Earth as an element. Kasi papunta tayo dun sa Earth Hour on Saturday. Yes. Ayan. So again, thank you very much for Katropang Gabi and Katropang Q from House of Pearl. Ayan. Sila yung mga naka-usap at nakahugot natin kaninang... A few minutes ago. Ayan. So, sila Katropang Gian at Katropang Carl ang ating tatanungin. Dun sa konsepto of being stubborn when it comes to your goals.
Mm-hmm.
How stubborn are you, Katropang Carl?
Pag gusto ko. So, stubborn talaga ako when it comes to my goals.
Yeah.
Personal goals.
Personal, yeah, for any type of goal, actually.
Kapag, kahit set
yeah,
before
when
you.
I mean,
like, every one of us lives inside a system. We know that. So, So, kahit goal na imposed ng system.
Ay, hindi. If it's a system-imposed goal.
So, like, mga academic deadlines and stuff like that.
You try to work around them.
As much as possible.
Yeah, you don't
procrastinate, ganon, and then diba? Cram. Ganon.
1 hour before your exam. Mm,
mga katropa, we don't...
Don't do that.
Well, we don't advocate cramming.
Yeah.
It works for me, but it might not for you.
Basta, try nyo agahan. Try nyo lang. Baka naman, it will work for you, mga katropa. Mm. Ayan. So, Katropang Gian, how about you?
Ako, like Katropang Carl, I want what I want. Pero, I should know my limits. Tapos, dun sa mga pagkakataon na I don't get what I want, it's a humbling experience because you don't get what you want. And you have to go through that process of learning and accepting. Pero, typically, usually ako, I'm stubborn when it comes to my goals. Goals that I set for myself. Goals that I set for my family. My friends. My society.
Society, okay.
Nag-agree ako dun sa'yo na pag when you don't reach the goals that you want, it's a humbling experience. It really is, diba? Na parang na-realize mo, maybe this thing is not for me. Maybe I'll try something else, something different. And then you find na parang, oh, mas masaya pala yung something else na yun, diba?
Yeah.
Actually, I do believe every setback is actually a setup for you. And every disappointment becomes a divine appointment. You know, and I don't know. Para kasing, oo naman, heartbreaking naman talaga ma-disappoint.
Yes.
I'm not discrediting
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you don't wanna fail. You never wanna fail. But you have to, actually.
But yeah, you have to. Kasi, actually, pag nag-fail ka na, you can't do anything but pull yourself off.
And,
mali, baliktad. Pull yourself up. Ayun.
Not off.
Balik, off. don't do that, guys. Pull up yourself.
Pull
there
up.
You go.
UP.
Use your core. Core strength.
Advocating fitness 2017.
Thank you, Katropang Carl, for that comment. Siguro magbasa tayo ng
tweets.
Pero sige, later na. When it comes naman sa ano, sa I don't know, for other people, are you stubborn? I mean, are you the kind of friend na I think you're better than this? Kayo ba yung ganong klaseng friend na alam mo yun? Parang,
that
you
I
know,
to my friends?
Yeah, probably. Or
at least that you feel that way.
That you feel that way na, hey, I know you're better than this. You're supposed to do this. Ganyan. Are you the kind of person na ganun yung reaction sa mga taong hindi same yung pacing mo when it comes to getting to the goal?
Yeah, I like pushing people around.
Oh, no. You have a bully in the house. Kidding, katrapang.
No. Parang I kind of have a grasp already of what a lot of my friends can and can't do.
Yeah.
So when they're not doing something that I know that they can do, I try to push them further. Kasi I know that they can do it, diba? So there's no excuse for them not to do it. I'm not that mean though. In defense of myself, I'm not that mean. I do gauge kung kaya ng mga tao yung mga gusto kong mangyari.
I think there's a manner, there's a right manner of saying and doing things naman talaga. So, how about yung katropang Gian?
I really believe in the capacity of people to be good. Kasi ako, I've been thought from the very beginning that people, that human beings are good innately and that it's their nature to be good. So, alongside with everything good, yung pagiging patient, pagiging kind, generous yan, ina-attach ko yan sa people. So, I'm very patient to people, believing na people are innately good and that people try to be their best. Pero there comes a time na nakakainis na minsan. So,
yung sarili mo o yung tao?
Pwede yung sarili ko, pwede yung tao. Kasi diba, tao naman tayo, nagkakamali tayo, may failures tayo, meron tayong mga shortcomings.
Yeah.
Kaya minsan may pagkakataon na baka magtampo ko o kaya hindi na lang kita pansinin kasi nakakainis ka na.
Oh no.
Pero ako, I'm always ready to accept you back.
Back.
Yeah. Pag kunyari nag-decide na ako na, let's stop this. Although nag-decide ako ng ganun, meron akong there's still this thought in my head na I would accept you siguro in a certain time in the future pag handa na akong tanggapin ka ng buong-buo. Kasi ayaw namang kitang tanggapin ng hindi buong-buo eh.
Partial lang, fragments lang.
Mahirap yung hindi tumanggap ng tao ng hindi buo. So I'd rather make space kapag kunyari nahihirapan ako sa'yo o kaya meron akong hindi gusto sa'yo right now, nainis ako sa'yo. Tapos, eventually, tatanggapin kita ulit ng buong buo.
Mm-hmm. Katrapang Carl, are you like that person? I mean, pag meron bang taong, are you stubborn pagdating sa embracing people back or welcoming people back into your, circle or life?
Ako, nagagalit ako for a while pero hindi naman yung matagal. For a while nga, diba?
Oh, sige. Thank you for clarifying that.
So, hindi ako stubborn when it comes to accepting people back. When for example, they did something wrong or they did something I didn't like.
As long as?
Walang condition, actually.
Okay.
There is no condition. Like, kagalit tayo before, it's fine.
Pero,
but there will be that moment na galit ka. Parang like the parang isipin mo na your entire life magagalit ka sa person na to pero bukas okay na eh.
When
ikaw ganun ka,
yeah,
bukas okay
that
ka
type
na
of person.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes, katropan Gian.
Ako ganun ako sa ibang tao.
Piling tao.
Oh, piling tao. Yung mga mahal ko like my mom, like my dad. Tapos
oh, yeah, actually sa parents ko nga pag unting lang parang after the next few minutes parang gusto
ko.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, totoo. Oh, tapos naalala ako, I make it a point na always say I love you and that we're okay before I sleep. Kasi I don't want to be in a position na pagkagising ko, wala na pala. Tapos, ang nasabi kong last sa parents ko, sa taong mahal ko ay nainis ako sa'yo, sama-sama mo. So, hindi ako natutulog na hindi ako okay with the person I really love.
Parang you don't let the sun go down on your anger. Parang ganon.
Yeah. Pero siguro, kailangan talaga may forgiveness eh, in general. Or rather, seeking, or rather repentance on the side of the wrongdoer. Kasi mahirap mag-forgive nang hindi niya ina-accept muna na nagkamali siya eh. Kasi unless he does so, paulit-ulit lang niya gagawin yun.
Mm-hmm.
You don't actually help the person. You baby him or something. You spoon feed him. You spoil him, ganun, or her.
But I have a counterpoint in that, katropang Gian. Sometimes kasi when it... I think yung taong palaging... Medyo off-topic na to, mga katropa, pero mamaya, babalik tayo sa topic kasi magbabasa tayo ng tweets. Pero gusto ko lang sabihin na, yung concept of forgiveness, sometimes, I think yung mga tao na paulit-ulit yung ginagawa nila, I think they are struggling to... I mean, they are trying, but they fail. And... I think it will come to a point that they actually know they're doing something wrong, but they just can't get out of it. So I think yung releasing of forgiveness dun sa tao na you think or that person thinks he or doesn't deserve it releases blessing as well. Na parang oh my gosh, walang katulad sa sabi ka tropang Carl kanina, walang condition pinatawad ako ng tao na to. So I think it's yeah, it's more of a blessing.
Push din yun,
eh. Oh, parang push din. Okay. You've done wrong. I forgive you without condition. I think it releases something in that person eh. Parang I don't know.
Siguro
probably,
I completely agree with what you're saying. Siguro kailangan lang sa tao mismo kahit hindi niya man sabihin may seeking of repentance and renewal do sa sarili niya.
Yeah.
Kailangan niya mag-confess kay katropang G.
Grabe yung confess. Ayan, so before we go on break, magbasa tayo ng a few tweets here. Ayan, so nag-post tayo ng question kanina, how do you deal with rough patches when it comes to relationships?
Sabi ni katropang VJ, I do whatever it takes to fix it, not the type to give up. And sometimes that sucks, but that's how I'm wired. Hashtag House of Shell.
Alright. Sabi naman ni katropang...
Angelica?
Wait lang. Not.
Hindi ba siya?
Ito muna.
Sorry, katropa Angelica. Sabi ni katropa Nika, magtiis ka kasi, ganun talaga. Like House of Ivy.
Ayan, tapos meron siyang pinost na, ano to, film,
screenshot.
Film? No, screenshot na, ano to, 500 Days of Summer? Hindi ko alam kung ano to eh.
Hindi ko rin alam.
New Girl? Hindi ko alam. Nandun si Zoe Deschanel. I'm always the one who loves more, that's my thing. Sabi niya, oh, look.
Hindi ata 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, hindi. Kasi si ano ata, si Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yun eh.
Ayan, sabi naman ni katropang Ali, sipag at syaga talaga, tsaka rationality. Woo! Hashtag House of Pearl. And then, sabi ni katropang Jamie, depende siguro, on the question, how stubborn are you when it comes to change? Changes. Depende siguro ko anong klaseng change.
Winky face.
Winky face. And lastly, sabi ni katropang Angelica Antonio, communication is key dun sa question of how do you deal with rough patches? Hashtag House of Shrell. Ayan. So thank you very much, katropas, for tweeting. Mamaya siguro, gusto ko lang pick up in tong ano, sinabi niya, depende siguro kung anong klaseng change. Ano bang klaseng change, mga katropa? Yung sobrang stubborn tayo, pero ano namang klaseng change? Yung medyo flexible tayo. Yan yung ate explore sa pagbabalik ng tropang Rad. Yo!
Halika na at makinig sa
Tunog at tinig,
tula at titig,
pulso at pintig,
daloy at himig,
dangal at pagtubig.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin. Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Inihahandog ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino ang pambansang komprensya sa wika at panitikang Bicol mula 5 hanggang 7 ng Abril sa Central Bicol State University of Agriculture. Tatalakayin dito ang kasaysayan at estado ng panitikang Bicol at ang kasulukuyang kalagayan ng mga wika sa Bicol at kung paano ito nagagamit sa Mother Tongue-Based Multilingual Education o MTBMLE. Para sa karagdagang detalye, maaaring makipag-ugnayan kay Dr. Lourdes Bascuña sa 0918-366-7966. Ito'y hatid sa inyo ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Roman Radio!
Yung mga katropa, it's 7:49. Huli iting hiritan na po dito sa hindi naman sobrang stubborn na episode. Sa tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si katropang Janine.
Ako si katropang Carl.
At ako si katropang Gian.
And we are still talking about the element that is the earth. In preparation, actually in celebration, tribute sa Earth Hour. Kasi this week is Tropang Radio's Countdown to Earth Hour on Saturday. Yawn!
Yay!
And kanina nga napag-usapan natin yung konsepto ng resistance ng Earth as an element. And we're not talking about element as in periodic table of elements, mm-hmm. but we're talking about the classical elements, which is yun nga, Earth, Wind, Water, Fire, and then Heart or Love.
And yeah. Air. Joke lang.
Ano nga, Wind eh? Ano ba? Pinipilit mo talaga. Ayan, so... Kanina, gusto ko lang, may nag-tweet kanina about sa, sabi ni katropang Jamie, depende siguro kung anong change, yung how stubborn are you when it comes to changes. Kayo ba mga katropa, ano bang klaseng change yung sobrang stubborn kayo? At ano yung klaseng change na, okay lang, flexible lang tayo, go lang tayo guys, ganun. Katropang Gian.
Ako, siguro generally, I'm not really good at accepting changes. Ang pinaka mahirap sa akin ma-change ay yung mga fundamental beliefs ko siguro.
You mean your ideals?
Yeah, yeah. Not meaning na fundamentalist, ha? Meaning my basic beliefs as a human
your
person.
Your core.
Yes, my core beliefs. Those are hard for me to change because those beliefs are things, ideas, opinions that have shaped me from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to unroot those roots.
Yeah.
Now... Of course, let's say, may mga pagkakataon siguro na yung mga beliefs na iyon na core ay mali. So, kailangan nating suriin yun. Tapos, kung dapat mang tanggalin, di tanggalin. Pero sa akin naman pagtingin, wala naman akong dapat tanggalin sa mga core beliefs ko right now.
So, nope.
No.
Nope. Ikaw katropang
mahirap
Carl.
Mahirap kasi talaga i-change ang core. Okay.
Ika-abs. Ikaw. So,
hashtag Bora Bodies.
Kumusta yung core mo katropang Carl? Hindi, yung core beliefs. So,
ano ba?
Core pa rin
naman siya. Nakatago.
Isang big chunk. Joke lang.
Nakatago. Oh, <yung core.
laughs> Joke lang, man. Joke lang.
Si
I love you. I love you.
Oh, grabe lang.
I love you.
Ano? Ano ba? Parang, kasi
ano
ako...
Ano yung siguro? Ano yung pinaka-lenient ka siguro when it comes to changes? Parang, okay lang, sige, accept natin yan.
Ako, madaming changes actually okay lang sa akin. Siguro yung hindi ko lang matanggap talaga na change. Yung change na agad-agad. Parang
okay,
nandiyan na kaagad siya. So, wala kang time mag-adjust. Yeah. Mahirap mag-plan out na kung ano yung next mong gagawin. Although, kasi since nandiyan na siya, wala ka ng choices. So, tatanggapin mo na lang din yung change na yun. And you try to work around dun sa change na nangyari. Parang, for example, deadlines, ganun. Diba? Bukas na pala, kala mo next week pa. So, what do you do now? Diba? Mag-all-nighter ka, ganun. To try to finish the deadline.
Tinawanan ka.
Oo. Ngayon kasi talaga
tulog
si
siya
ng GN.
Tulog na kasi siya ng 10 p.m.
Oo. Ako tulog na ako ng 9 eh. Nasa engineering ako.
Oh, so, kumusta? Nasa Broadcom.
Nasa Broadcom na ako.
Ang importante dun, masaya ka, katropang ka.
Oo.
So, yung siguro yung last question ka dun. Kanina na-open up na natin sa ating mga guest katropa yung concept of... dahil nag-nurture tayo, may possibility na ma-exhaust natin yung sarili natin and we become a desert. Pero what if we become a desert? Anong gagawin mo kung isa ka ng disyerto, katropang Carl?
Paano ba maging disyerto? Wala nang may offer na pag-nurture?
Ikaw, how do you interpret it?
For me kasi the desert is only non-nurturing outside. Parang if you look beneath the surface, madami pang natitira dyan. Actually, sobrang equally diverse din ang deserts. Kasi traditionally, siguro nakikita lang natin yung type
mainit,
ng nurturing.
Mainit!
Oo. Parang traditionally, nakikita lang natin yung nurturing as yung rainforest, ang daming puno, sobrang...
Something with water.
Yeah, something with a lot of water. Pero if you look deep enough dun sa deserts, you actually find na it's equally as diverse, it's equally as nurturing as a rainforest. So, diba? In my belief is that you never really turn into a desert. You just look like you've turned into a desert. Kailangan mo lang hanapin dun sa desert na yun, nasan yung pag-nurture na yun.
Okay. That's beautiful. Ikaw katropang Gian, what do you think?
if I become
a desert,
ako, I'd gladly be a desert if that means sacrificing for someone I love. Oh. Or for the people I love.
Parang si Katropang Q kanina.
Diba? Mm. Pero like what Katropang Carl has said, definitely there's still life there. And the most resilient, the strongest types of life are those that thrive in such a condition.
In an arid regions. Yeah.
So, siguro, ganun siguro yung pagmamahal eh. So, ibibigay mo lahat. Tapos kapag feeling mo naubusan ka na, and yet you still wake up in the morning, you still do what you do, you still have a positive outlook, you still give what you want, you still give even if wala na natitira sa'yo, then I guess you're a good person, you're a better person.
And the thing about it is that hindi siya yung mainstream love na nakikita mo, like the rainforest. Yeah. It's something different, it's something a lot more exciting. Like for example, pupunta ka dun sa mga extreme zones ng Earth, you find really, really, really nice species na parang you don't expect is there. Mm-hmm. So parang nababago yung type ng nurturing na maibibigay mo, na pagmamahal na maibibigay mo.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's siguro in addition na lang sa mga beautiful answers natin mga katropa, ay when the ibig sabihin ikaw kung yung identity mo ay not generally accepted by people and still a lot, I mean something stayed for you or something stayed within your embrace, that means something, that tells something of their love for you.
Mm.
And that tells something of your identity. It means you're not completely walang kwenta. Alam mo yun? Kasi yun nga eh, yung, siguro ako, when I become a desert, it's change. But, you know, it's a matter of perspective if you see, if you can shift that change into something good. Kasi katulad ng sinabi ni Katropang Carl, yung disyerto naman, meron siyang hindi siya yung katulad na ibibigay ng iba, pero meron kang kayang ibigay.
Hmm.
It's just on a different form, I think. And, yun nga, sobrang cliche nito, pero yung constant lang naman ay pagbabago.
Hmm.
I think,
and so goes with the Earth.
Yeah, I mean, ako personally, hindi ko naman din i-discredit yung global warming. It's not an alternative fact.
It's not an alternative fact.
I mean,
it's human cause.
Human cause yun. I mean, the Earth changes, but sometimes, we amplify the change, I think.
You're speeding it up.
Pero that's our opinion, mga katropa. And I have something na iiwan sa inyo. Sabi ni katropang Abraham Lincoln, laws change, people die, the land remains. Which is very true, I think. At unless it's the second coming.
Sayang mga katropa, wala sila nung nandito si katropang Abraham Lincoln. No?
Oo, parang
very four long time scores ago. And 7 years ago.
Okay, something more recent. History of every nation is eventually written in the way it cares for its soil. Sabi ni Franklin D. Roosevelt, 1936. Yan. Actually, gusto ko lang iwan yun kasi totoo naman, kasi double Earth Hour tayo. So, alam mo yun, parang totoo yung sinasabi niya kung anong naiwan sa soil ng mga civilization, ibig sabihin, ganun nila inalagaan yung lupa na yun. Mm. Kung disyerto yung naiwan, alam natin kung ano yung nangyari doon, diba? So, na-exhaust yung na-exhaust yung agriculture, ng agriculture tsaka ng farming yung land na yun. Or kung ang natira doon ay volcanic ashes, probably something happened, diba? So, kumbaga, yung history is written in the earth, I think, in that sense. So, mahalaga na alagaan natin yung earth, hindi lang yung topsoil, ah. I mean, in general. Kasi, isa lang naman yung earth natin. Wala naman ng iba. Unless you go to Mars, I think. I don't know.
Meron na daw, di ba? Pito.
Oo. Pero mahal, eh. Papunta.
Tsaka 39 million light years 39 away. 39
trillion.
Trillion
light years away.
Kilometers. 39 light years away.
39 light years away.
So parang, how? How do we get there? Diba? Medyo, sige, let's just care for the Earth right now. I think that's the most feasible thing to do, diba? Na alagaan mo na lang muna yung meron ka ngayon. Ayun. So, mga katropa, katropang Gian, katropang Carl, thank you for boarding with me tonight.
Katropang Janine, thank you.
And of course, katropang Gavin, katropang Q from House of Pearl, katropang Gerald for queuing that Captain Planet and the Planeteers theme song. And katropang Shell. And of course, yung other katropas natin sa ating office sa kabilang door. And tropang radio po from Monday to Friday. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And of course, DZUP from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And before I forget, thank you sa mga katropa na nag-tweet from different houses. We can't read all your tweets, but of course, we are very, very thankful for that. So, bukas, makakasama nyo na naman yung ibang sets ng mga katropa. Ayan, at still, itutuloy-tuloy natin ang ating Tropang Radio Countdown to Earth Hour. Ayan. Kung sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka?
Sa Tropang Radio, kasali ka na.
Katropa ka pa!
Bye-bye!
Happy Monday, mga katropa!
Good night!